英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家今天和我们一起来学习最简美式口语，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
大家好， Thank you for listening。
今天呢，我们终于为大家带来了您期待已久的职场口语之商务篇 Business English。 今天早上和同学们在朋友圈当中发送作业练习的时候，就有的同学说，哎呀，太及时了，前两天正好在机场接商务来宾、
mm-hmm.
憋了半天憋不出来该怎么说
Yeah, what do you say on the long ride back from the airport, right?
对，这样的一些商务情景啊，我们马上也要做一个系列啊，让大家呢来尽情的感受一下，尽情的学习一下，在商务的情况下如何地道的来使用我们的英语。都说英语是一种实用性的语言，你只有把它用在生活当中、
mm-hmm.
各个场合里面啊，用得好用对了，说明你的学习啊就有效果了。今天的这个 Business English，我们设定的场景呢是 airport pickup。
Yes、yeah.。
在机场接待，也就是商务接待。你想，比如说老板啊、mm-hmm. 把你派到机场去接一个海外公司的一个 representatives 代表。
嗯、
mm-hmm. 您没有见过他。那么又怎么样去接他，怎么样跟他在回酒店的车上进行一些交谈呢？
嗯、mm-hmm.Yeah, that's always a challenge. You have to hold up a sign for a long time, outside of the, arrivals gate and see if someone notices their own name on that sign, right?
我们在机场能够看到很多人，是不是举着一个小牌牌？
嗯哼，
上面写着接待谁谁谁某某某某位先生。
嗯哼，
接是接到了，接到以后还要寒暄，还要沟通，还要交流，还要安排呢。
Right.
这些话都要说什么？如何呢？在最短的时间内使用规范妥帖的商务口语，有效的沟通来访的目的，处理一些接待事宜，安排的工作日程。今天我们的最简美语呢，就为需要的同学们带来一种参考的模板，为你啊英语商务口语积累一些表达的素材。商务这个 English Business English 我们都知道，既要很 formal、
mm-hmm.
商务庄重、
yeah.
同时呢又不能太刻板程式化、
mm-hmm.
还得有一点生活的味道，有点人情的味道、
yeah.
好，今天的两段啊主题，第一段呢就是在机场，晶晶呢就去接啊、mm-hmm. 马克先生。
好，
那第一段的情景呢，就是我们来看一下哈，晶晶呢在北京一家公司工作。
对，
晶晶 works for a company in Beijing。Mark is visiting as a representative of an international company. 马克呢是作为一名跨国公司的代表来进行访问。这个时候晶晶呢就举着那个牌、
mm-hmm.
holding a sign、
yeah.
picking him up at the airport, 就开始呢在机场接机了。啊，这是第一段。第二段呢在 Dialogue 2当中，晶晶和马克呢在车里进行交谈、
mm-hmm.
啊，我们就谈的有点多了，就要讲讲您到这次到我们这边来啊，主要目的是什么。
对，
您呢是您那个公司主要负责什么的、
嗯、
啊？我们哪些方面呢要可以进行合作啊？有什么您方有什么意愿，我方有什么意愿，所以我们在车上还得聊一下。哎呀，这不是一个轻松的活儿 啊商务接机，所以这全套呢今天我们都要和大家一起来学习。好，接下来我们请马克老师把今天的对话给我们整体的走一遍，大家感受一下。
好， Hello, are you Jing Jing? Yes, Mark Karen, I presumeThat's what it says on the sign. Do you have any more luggage for me to pick up? No, I just have these two carry-on bags. I don't think we'll be needing that hand truck, but thanks anyway for having one ready for me. Were you waiting here long? No, I just got here a little while ago. So, you got my text about the flight delay? I did. It was good of you to send that. No problem. I know how it feels to wait for people who are late.Hey, that's why I suggested just meeting you at the office. Well, it's my pleasure to pick you up. Our leader insisted that someone be here as your guide. Your leader, eh? Is that your boss? She's my boss's boss. You'll probably meet her tomorrow evening. Oh, I thought we were having a meeting tomorrow at the office. I'm not sure what we'll be doing tomorrow. I'll get the information later tonight and text it to you.Anyway, here's where we'll get picked up by the company car.
Dialogue 2. Jingjing and Mark are talking in the car.
Are you comfortable enough? Yes, thanks. This is a lot better than the tiny seat I had on the plane. Good. So I'm assuming you'd like to turn in as soon as we get to the hotel. Can I go ahead and send you the text with ideas for tomorrow's activities as soon as I get it? Of course, send it anytime. If I'm sleeping, I'll have my phone on DND. Perfect. So, I was told your company was sending someone from research and development. Is that your department? No, I'm actually in logistics. You'll definitely be meeting some R&D people down the road. I know that's where you would like to cooperate. Oh, well, logistics is very interesting. I'm sure we could learn a lot from you. I'll do my best. I know we wanted to send an R&D guy to meet with your company, but they're all tied up in a project that's heading into production. I understand that's when you'd want to have all your people around. How did you get put on this business trip to Beijing? Well, one of the reasons is my company wanted to send someone neutral. How do you mean? To be frank, we weren't sure what all you had in mind for our future cooperation. Of course, we're very optimistic. But we didn't want to send one of our engineers or researchers because he or she might have too many preconceived notions about technology transfer. So, you've come here as a better listener to see what it is we have in mind. Well, I wouldn't say better. I hope we can put together a draft proposal in a little more detail and with a little more understanding than we might have done over email. That sounds doable. Oh, here's your hotel.
同学们，想进入外企工作，想想如果你的老板今天就派你去接马克这样一位外宾，还要跟他在路上进行有效的沟通，你说说你现在的英语水平能不能够全程 hold 住啊？
Yeah, you can always do small talk, but if you do have to breach the subject of business, here are some things that you can say.、Yeah.
对不对？所以我们还真得学点有关商务的主题啊，有些大致的一些内容的沟通啊，啊，什么安排会议呀、啊，什么我怎么跟你们联络呀、啊？
对
啊，我们要草拟一份协议呀、啊，这些。涉及到商务的内容，咱们真的要来学习。好，我们首先从第一段开始看。第一段呢，就是介绍两个人的身份啊，一家呢是在北京公司工作，一家呢是跨国公司的代表 representative。
对，
来到北京访问了啊，要接待了，所以我就开始接机了。注意接机的时候啊，一定要怎么样啊？又要正式，但是呢又尽量要简短。
嗯，
好。第一句话，马克就看到对方好像哎举了个牌，上面写着自己的名字，就问说：“哎，您好，请问您是晶晶吗
？”“Hello, are you 晶晶？”
问别人就说 “Are you 谁谁谁”就好了。
嗯，
哎，这边说：“哎，是的。
”“Yes。”
我猜您就是马克·卡伦。注意啊，马克，我猜他是怎么说的？
对 ，Mark Karen, I presume。
注意 ,I presume,、P-R-E-S-U-M-E.
Yeah, presume. It's a kind of formal way of saying, I think you are Mark Karen.
It's a formal way of saying, I think you are 谁谁谁。
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. 这是一种比较正式的说法。我觉得我猜我认为您就是马克卡伦先生。
对。
可不可以说 I guess?
You could. Yeah, that's a little less formal. You could say, oh, you must be Mark Karen, or I guess you are Mark Karen. Yeah, it's a little less formal.
上来就是一个新单词。两个人是第一次在机场见面、
mm-hmm, yeah.
而且又是正式的场合，所以这第一句话必须得用很正式的语言。
对对对。
我猜我认为 presume, 请大家记下来。
对。
马克说，诶，这个标志牌上就是这么写的。
That's what it says on the sign.
That's what it says on the sign.、
Mm-hmm.
What sign?
Yeah, she's holding up a sign with his name on it.
对了，马克这个时候还有点小小的 joking.
Yeah, a little less formal there.
哎，这里他突然变得又不那么正式了。他说、mm-hmm. 对，标牌上就是这么写的。
对对对。
有一种美国人特有的这种幽默在里面。他需要化解这个比较正式的这种场合的氛围。
Mm-hmm.
好，晶晶说，好，你看，己方啊，是我们这一方是怎么去体贴对方的，就说，诶，您还有更多的行李需要提取吗？
Do you have any more luggage to pick up?
Do you have any more luggage to pick up? Luggage、
mm-hmm.
Luggage
Yeah, L-U-G-G-A-G-E Luggage
行李、
mm-hmm.
提取行李叫做 pick up、
yeah.
Luggage
Yeah, yeah
Pick up 到哪里去 pick up 呢？
At the baggage carousel Yeah
对，是在行李提取处呢去提取叫 pick up、
yeah. I mean somebody wouldn't be coming out of the arrivals gate without their luggage because it's kind of too late then but it's just kind of like a reminder like another way of asking the same question is do you have everything it's just it's always done in this situation
对、yeah. 所以接机的时候啊同学们啊还要考虑什么周到 要考虑对方在这趟旅行完成之后还有没有别的东西不要落在机场了、
yeah.
一切要全部准备好、
yeah.
啊、全部的检查好
A more direct question would be like, have you forgotten to get your own stuff just now? You know, but there's no need to ask that
明白当然也有很直接的就说您有没有忘记提取什么什么行李啊
对, 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 对
啊，作为接待房这是你们应该有的周到的地方、
mm.
Do you have any more luggage to pick up?、
Mm-hmm.
一段简简单单的话就可以表达了马克说没有了
No、
我只带了这两个随身提包
I just have these two carry-on bags
学会新单词随身提包、
mm-hmm. Carry-on bags
好这个 carry 和 on 之间有一个
Yeah, carry-on, it has a dash
有一个 dash
Yeah, hyphen's fine、yeah.
好就是它中间 carry 和 on 它实际上是一个形容词、
mm-hmm. Yeah, so carry-on is one adjective there
作为一个形容词、mm-hmm. 什么样的 bags?Carry-on bags、
mm-hmm.
就是随身的包包
yeah, yeah.
啊，我只带了这两个随身包比较简单所以我想我们不需要手推车了、
mm, I don't think we'll be needing that hand truck
I don't think we will be needing 你看很客气哈我们将不会再需要 that 机场的行李手推车怎么说
hand truck
学到了啊，固定场合的固定单词 hand truck、
yeah.
机场手推车这也非常客气对不对、
mm-hmm. yeah.
一切都是在机场的环境里进行的但是呢仍然感谢您为我准备了一辆、
yeah. But thanks anyway for having one ready for me
But thanks anyway 仍然感谢 for having one ready 为我准备了一辆 for me 那如果这个时候你需要手推车但是别人没有为你准备呢、
mm-hmm.
你也可以说 I think we will be needing a hand truck
Right,、yeah.
And thanks anyway for having one Or could you please have one ready for me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah
都可以啊，对不对只要可以拿手推车做话题、
mm-hmm.
你都可以说对不对哎哎，您在这儿等候多时了吗
Were you waiting here long?
Were you waiting here long? 这个时候就是他方对我方表达的一种关切、嗯、
对对对对对
哎，您在这儿等候多时了吗毕竟人家是来接你对不对、嗯、所以你看哎，这种都是相互问候和相互关心这边就说了啊，我也刚到不久没事了
No, I got here just a little while ago
I got here 到达看英文中的 got、
嗯、哼
好, 神
yeah.
好神奇、
yeah.
到达叫 I got here just a little while ago
嗯哼
丢丢啊，刚到不久，一会儿以前，马克说，所以您收到了我发给您的那条关于飞机延误的短信。
So you got my text about the flight delay.
嗯 ，You got my text. 这词儿啊，现在好像不怎么常用了。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，Yeah.
所以 text 指的是短信。
对对对，发短信。嗯，
那微信呢？
That's okay. You can still call it a text. Yeah, I think whatever is used for text communication, we just call the message a text. Yeah.
在网络上，我们用文字交流发信息。
Yeah.
无论是在微信上、短信上，其实都可以理解为 text.
Yeah. yeah, I think it doesn't matter which platform you use.
Text 的本意呢是文字，对不对？
嗯、mm-hmm. ，Yeah.
文字，所以我 I'll text you.
Yeah.
我给你发信息。
Yep. Yeah.
也可以做名词。
I'll send you a text message or I'll text you.
Okay,、
yeah.
about the flight delay.、
Mm-hmm.
Flight delay, 这必须得知道。
Yeah.
这是什么
Delayed flight. Yeah, flight that's,、comes after the time that is scheduled to arrive.
对了飞机延误咱们就说叫做 flight delay.
Yeah.
好这边赶紧说哎收到了收到了谢谢您发来的短信。
I did. It was good of you to send that.
It was good of you.就是您做这件事情很好、
mm-hmm.
汉语里不这么说汉语里就说很感谢您做什么事情
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. It was good of you to send that. It was good of you to have the hand truck ready for me. All those things.
或者 it was nice of you、
yeah.
saying so.
Mm-hmm.、Yeah.
所以我们在做这翻译的时候也要注意 It was good of you 不说您做什么什么事儿很好、
mm-hmm.
而说感谢您做什么事儿
Right.
马克说不客气
No problem
没关系、
mm-hmm.
我也知道等待迟到的人是一种什么感受
I know how it feels to wait for people who are late
I know how it feels to wait for people who are late、
mm-hmm.
这句话大家应该没有问题吧、
right.
How it feels to wait 做什么事情的感受是如何的 什么事儿呢 ？For people who are late，、
嗯、
等那些迟到的人是什么感受？所以马克这方面也表现出来了对我方的一种 considerate。
Right, yeah。
啊，这就是一些简单的寒暄的部分，他就让一个 business talk、
嗯、
less formal, make it less formal。
Yeah, yeah。
就有了很多的人情味在里面，当然你不能太多哈、啊，不能跟别人就 gossip 八卦起来了，
sure,
那也不行。
Yeah, yeah.
Don't overdo it。
嗯。
这就是为什么我曾经建议我们在办公室见面。
Hey, that's why I suggested just meeting you at the office.
That's why I suggested, 我建议 just meeting you at the office.、
Mm-hmm.
啊、我建议我们就在办公室见面，这样的话也不会、waste your time,
right,
耽误您的时间、
yeah.
是不是？这也是对方、啊、为己方的一种考虑。这边就说哎，很乐意来机场接您。
Well, it's my pleasure to pick you up.
总是要把 It was my pleasure to do something 挂在嘴边啊、
嗯、
同学们。
嗯。
这也是一种很客气很正式的说法。
Yes, my pleasure.
我很高兴我很乐意来做这件事情。
Mm-hmm.
To pick you up. 接人 pick you up. 接行李呢提取行李呢、mm-hmm. pick up luggage.
Right, yeah.
一模一样。我们领导啊坚持安排有人来机场给您做向导。注意这是一种非常中式的说法。
Mm-hmm. Our leader insisted that someone be here as your guide.
Our
leader,
leader, 因为我是中国人，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
我们呢说什么？我们喜欢说领导，
对对对对，
所以他就说 Our leader insist 这个单词大家要知道 ，I N S I S T，
嗯哼，
坚持做某事儿、
yeah.，insist
后面接 that 做怎么怎么样做什么事儿，或者是 insist doing something、
mm-hmm.
也行
，yeah，someone
be here as your guide， 有人来这儿给您做 guide 做向导。啊，你的 leader?
Your leader, eh?
你看，听马克的语气。
Your leader, eh?
Eh? 就是妈。
对。yeah.
你的 leader, 你的领导。
嗯。
就是你的老板吗
?Is that your boss?
他不明白。
对。
作为外国人他们好像不怎么这么说领导。
Yeah, yeah, we don't say leader. We might give the person's job title, you know, our CEO or our director, whatever. Yeah, but not leader.
外国人喜欢说要不是我们经理要不是我们总裁。
Mm. Yeah, manager is a different position from executive. So we could say manager, but if we're talking about the director, we'll say, yeah, director, executive, something like that.
所以外国人喜欢直呼人的什么职位和职称。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
中国人喜欢统称领导。
Yeah.Yeah.
我们领导马克就说哦，你领导就是你们老板吧、
mm-hmm.
他是我们老板的老板
She's my boss's boss
Boss's boss
Yeah.
哇是我们的大老板哈您呢可能会在明晚与他会面
You'll probably meet her tomorrow evening
哎，对了你看说到领导咱们就顺势把这个话就说下去了就说到正事了就是说老板和老板呢你们可能会会面的、
mm-hmm.
随时随地不忘谈公事对不对
对
马克说好的我还以为我们明早就在办公室开会呢
Oh, I thought we were having a meeting tomorrow at the office.
I thought, 我以为 we were having a meeting tomorrow at the office.、
Mm-hmm.
他就说按原计划我还以为我们明天就要开会呢。
对。
随时随地不忘谈公事。晶晶说我不太清楚我们明天的安排。
I'm not sure what we'll be doing tomorrow.
I'm not sure.这些也是很正式的一些官方说法、啊、
Yeah, if you say I don't know, it sounds really bad
就是、
mm.
此时此刻千万不要说 I don't know
Right, right, right
如果你都 don't know 那你来干什么
Yeah, yeah I'm not sure it could mean I know 90% but I'm not totally certain
对 I'm not sure 的意思是我大概知道 80% 但是我不会百分百都知道、
mm. 对对对
同学们啊跟老外交流的时候尽量少说 I don't know、
mm.Yeah.
因为这样会让你觉得让别人觉得你真的什么都不知道
是是是对
所以 What we will be doing tomorrow 明天我们会做什么呢我还不太清楚、
嗯、
你看人家是怎么说的作为一个来沟通的人物不清楚的情况下他会给对方一个答复他说今晚晚些时候我就能知道、
嗯、I'll get information later tonight and text it to you
好我今天晚些时候就会知道 I'll get information later tonight andtext it to you 这里 text 做成了动词、
mm-hmm.
给您发信息、
yeah.
哎、他就马上就向别人确定就是说我虽然不知道但是我晚上一旦知道我就告诉您
对、mm-hmm.
这就是非常 professional 的做法、
mm-hmm.
专业的人的做法
不能说撂那儿不管了，我也不知道，不知道，不清楚。
Right, yeah.
那是不行的，老板下次不会派你来了。
嗯。
哦，对了，这就是公司派车来接我们的地方。
Anyway, here's where we'll get picked up by the company car.
我们再听一遍。
Anyway, here's where we'll get picked up by the company car.
Here is where, 这就是一个地方。
嗯。
什么地方呢？ We will get picked up, 又再次出现了 picked up, 我们会被接。被什么接呢 ？By the company car,、
mm-hmm.
公司的车来接。
Right,
就是说 ，Here we are.
Yeah, yeah, basically.、Yeah.
我们到了，我们到了这里了。这里就是公司派车来接我们的地方。
Right,
大家看这整个一段对话，从机场的这个出口，
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
好，到达这个接我们的地方，可能也就那么五分钟的时间。
Yeah,
about five minutes walk.
Yep, that's about it.
所以你们聊一点什么呢？
Yeah, speak this dialogue on the way from the arrivals gate to the street, you know, the street side.
首先你要感激对方来接你。
Mm-hmm.
然后再询问有没有一些 inconvenience that caused.
Right, yeah.
有没有对您的这个接机造成不便、mm-hmm. 那边就说没有。
Yeah, yeah, good.
好，然后就聊一下啊，聊一下我们哎，是不是明天要有什么活动和安排啊、
mm-hmm.
这边说我不太清楚，然后我帮您确认一下。
对。
这么聊着聊着五分钟就过去了、
嗯嗯、
就到达上车的地方了，是不是一个很合适的很妥帖的一个机场接机的一个简单的对话，
好，
是不是，除非你们可能还有一些别的要说的，但是和这个是一个大概的一个模板。
嗯，
好，就进入到第二段了哈。第二段 Jingjing and Mark are talking in the car， 我们就上车了。
对，
好，Jingjing说你看也是非常的照顾啊，说、嗯、诶，您感觉舒适吗？
Are you comfortable enough？
你看把对方当成 guest、
mm-hmm.
当成客人，
对，
无微不至的关照，您觉得舒服吗？ Are you comfortable enough?、
Mm-hmm.
很好，十分感谢。
Yes, thanks.
非常感谢、
嗯、
这里啊可比那飞机上狭小的座位舒服太多了。
This is a lot better than the tiny seat I had on the plane.
好太多， a lot better.
Yeah, this is a lot better.
太好了、
mm-hmm.
好太多了。 Than the
tiny seat
Tiny 就是小小的、
mm-hmm, yeah.
那么一丁点儿的、
yeah, kindergarten class chair、right? yeah.
幼儿园的小板凳、
mm.
那样小的叫 tiny seat、mm. I had on the plane、
yeah.
为什么大家都 complain 这个 plane 上的 seat too tiny?
Yeah, they're pretty small, we have to be honest.
诶，其实现在有些飞机的座位也还挺大的吧。
Yeah, they've gotten a little bigger some places. So the economy premium, of course, business class is larger, yeah.
商务舱、
mm.
头等舱座位还是很大的。
对对对对。
一般情况下经济舱反正也不小、
mm-hmm.
看你的体型了。
对。
如果你要说座位太小了，你可以用 tiny seat、mm-hmm. 来形容。
对。
好，这边问人家哎舒不舒服，哎挺好的啊、
mm-hmm.
那就好。
嗯、mm, good。
就开始聊后面的一些安排了哈。
Mm-hmm.
我想呢您可能到九点以后就会回房休息了。
So, I'm assuming you'd like to turn in as soon as we get to the hotel.
听好这个口吻。我猜我想又一次他并没有用 I guess、
mm-hmm.
他用的是
Assume、
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming、yeah.
A-S-S-U-M-I-N-G
yeah, Assume
又是什么
意思 base form is、A-S-S-U-M-E
那什么意思呢
Well it means guess you know, guess and feel sure about what you've guessed right?
Guess and feel sure what you've guessed.
Yeah.
我猜测，但是我又对我的猜测呢十分有把握。
Right. Yeah.
前面的 presume 一个。
Right.
这里的 assume 一个。
Mm-hmm.
啊。具体的细节用词就体现出这种商务场合的正式。
Yeah, you assume something with not so much information. You make a pretty good guess, but you don't know that much. If you presume something, you could be a little more certain because you have more information.
所以 presume 是更加的肯定。
Right.
Assume 是大概 50%?
Yeah, yeah, maybe 35 going and you're guessing the other 65, something like that.
What about guess?
Guess is just less formal, you know, and so it wouldn't be appropriate here. It could be anywhere. I mean, you could say, well, I guess, da, 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 you know, it could be you have no idea. You know, that's why we don't use guess in this situation.
在这种情况下用 guess 是不太合适的。
对。
所以要用 assume, 我推测我认为、
mm.
啊 you'd like to turn in
right
前几节课刚刚学过这个短语 turn in 是什么意思？
Yeah, go to sleep, go to your bedroom or some private place.
对了，第一它有睡觉的意思，啊，回房睡觉。
Yeah.
第二就是有，比如说到酒店回各自的房间去待着了。
Yeah, if you're hosting someone, telling them they can turn in, or you know, you're welcome to turn in whenever you feel tired, that's a good thing. Yeah.
或者是呢，从客厅里呢要回到自己的房间了，叫 turn in.
Yeah.
所以这里我们就理解为是回房休息。I am assuming you'd like to turn in as soon as we get to the hotel. 我猜测，我想啊，您可能到达酒店以后呢，就会回房休息了。啊，这也是非常的为对方考虑。
Right.
我可否一接到明天活动的安排呢，就直接短信通知你？听好了。
Can I go ahead and send you the text with ideas for tomorrow's activities as soon as I get it?
再来一遍。
Can I go ahead and send you the text with ideas for tomorrow's activities as soon as I get it?
首先他问到 Can I go ahead and send you the text with ideas?、Go ahead, 本来是什么？
Yeah, do something without hesitation.
直接做某事。
Yeah.
意思就是说我能不能直接给您发信息
Yeah.
And send you the text 发信息发什么信息呢 For tomorrow's activity
Yeah.
发这个明天活动的安排的信息、As soon as I get it 他为什么要这么问呢为什么他要这么问
Yeah, because it might come to Jingjing at midnight or something like that And then Mark might be asleep So she's thinking, should I hold on to this until tomorrow morning Or send it now
对这就是在跟对方沟通就是想知道对方接受信息的那种方便的程度、得先问你必须用问句不能说啊，我拿到活动信息直接给您发短信、
right.
你只能说我能不能我可否一接到活动就 go ahead 直接给您发短信这样方不方便就万一您睡觉了、我也给您发这样可不可以跟对方商量
对, 对
马哥说哎，当然可以
of course
你看这就是商量啊，当然可以，啊，随时可以发给我。
Send it anytime.
Send it anytime.、如果我在睡觉的话，我会把手机调成勿扰模式。
If I'm sleeping, I'll have my phone on DND.
If I'm sleeping, 正在睡觉、I will have my phone on. 来，手机调成什么模式？我们说 on 什么模式、
Yeah.
谁知道 DND 是什么
Do not disturb
不要打扰、
yeah.
我们常看见酒店的门、外面挂着一个牌子叫
yeah, Same thing yeah, do not disturb.
请勿打扰所以它的缩写形式就是 DND、手机的 DND 模式大家有没有调过呢
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty convenient mode if you're sleeping or have a meeting or something like that.、Yeah.
对了商务人士可能经常会使用这个勿扰模式、我们一般就开飞行模式。
对对对。
还有就是调成静音模式。这里是 DND 模式。
Yeah.
静静说太好了。
Perfect.
好接下来这句话。那么我被告知您公司已从研发中心派人过来。这是您所在的部门吗好这句话我们留给大家作为今天的第一个微信挑战、你发来你的思考发来你的翻译我们请马克老师呢挑选出一些同学进行课堂的点评同时看看大家有哪些自己独创的发挥、第一位同学是 Lizzie
好 I was told that you firm had sent some people from research and development department Is that your group?挺好那个 research and development department、咱们不用用 department 就可以说 research and development 完了、第二是 is that your group 是一个问题所以 this is a second sentence right、group 也换 department 在这儿可以用 department is that your department、然后这个前边 I was told that your firm 可以用单位 firm company 就可以、用 had sent some people 就是一个人来对不对所以 was sending someone
注意 research and development、这是今天呢我们已经提前发给大家的研发中心 这是一个专业的词汇。另外部门用 department，
对，
大学里面那些系也用 department，
嗯，
好不好？
嗯，
这些专用词汇要知道。第二位同学是嘟嘟。
好， I was told you'd sent someone from the research and development. So is that the department you are in? 第二呢可以，但是不用 so， 可以说 is that the department you are in？ 可以。You'd sent。你可以说 I was told that someone was sent from research and development.
对，因为我是知道别人，你们公司会派人过来。这个时候呢，常用英文当中的被动语态。Someone be sent or being sent.
Yeah, that's fine.
要被派。被派，漫天飞雪。
好， I was told that your company had sent someone over from research and development center. Is it your department?Is it your department? 可以。It, you want that. Is that your department? 可以。Your company has sent, 比较好是 was sending. I was told that your company was sending someone from research and development. 不用 over.
下面一位是新同学哈，宜人的宜。
好， I was told that your company send someone from research and development. Is that your department? 这个是差不多。Send 呀换 was sending. I was told that your company was sending someone from research and development. Is that your department? 特别好。
你看他喜欢用 was sending。
对对对。
这过去正在派。
对对对。
过去正在派。我们都说这个过去正在派，它可以表达过去的一种动作，
对，
也是一种持续的动作。
对，马克在这儿，所以你 I was told somebody sent。不确定是谁啊？
对，就是我已经被告知你们公司就是已经派人过来了嘛，所以还是 was sending。接下来是一位新同学叫阿童木。
We are informed that someone will be delegated from the research and development sector of your company. Is that where you are working at?
好好 ，delegated 是挺好，在这儿可以用，很合适的，但是有一点太 formal 在这儿。他们在卡车里边呢，说一点话的所以你可以换 We were told that someone would be coming from.Research and development. 不用 we are informed, 不用 will be delegated. 但是没错误的就可以换一点点。
哎，这个 delegate 用的确实有点大了哈，代表了，
对对对对，
哈哈，代表团了。
对对对。
好，这个有点大了。这个上国家层面的这种country 啊，
对，
之类的。
Yeah, yeah,
可以用
like, yeah,
delegate.
Yeah, party congress or something.
商务呢也是正式，但是没有那么正式。LL.
I was told that you had sent people from the research and development center. Is that department you're in?
好，好，第二可以。Is that the department you're in? 可以。Is that your department? 就可以。I am told 可以，但是比较好。你说的是 I was told， 没错的。You had sent people， 就可以说 your company was sending people or sending someone. 不用 the。Research and development 就可以，不用的。
所以您公司派人，看来这里还是一个问题，还是一个难点。
对对对。
天心无怨。
好， I was told that someone had been sent from research and development. Is that your department you are in? 最后边都不用 you are in， 可以说 is that your department 就可以，最容易的。
那是您的部门吗？
对，
这不就简单了吗？最后一位同学是易水寒。
好， I have been told that your company had sent the worker from research and development.Is that your department which you had been worked? 最后边不用 which you had been worked. 就可以说 is that your department? 那个 worker 在这儿我觉得修冰箱修自己车可以，但是在这儿你可以说 someone， 不知道他的专业是什么。
对，不一定是 worker。
对对对。
可能是 someone。
Yeah。
大致指代不清的用 someone, something, somebody。
Yeah, no problem。
就可以了。
Yeah。
最后力求从简。
好。
Is that your department?就行了。来，马克老师给我们一个您的说法吧。
好， I was told your company was sending someone from research and development. Is that your department?
So, I was told, 我已经被告知了，被告知 your company was sending someone, 已经派了，正在派了 someone from研发中心 research and development、is that your department?
Right.
就行了。
Yeah.
那是您的部门吗？其实就是说那是您所在的部门吗？
Right, right.
所以你不需要把那个所在的真的完全翻译出来。马克继续往下说。不是的。
No.
事实上我是在物流部。
I'm actually in logistics.
来学新单词 new word.
Logistics.
Logistics.
Yeah, L-O-G-I-S-T-I-C-S.
这跟 logic 有什么关系吗？
A little bit. Yeah. Probably the same root word.
Logistics, 后勤。
Mm-hmm.Yeah.
物流、
mm-hmm.
那马克老师呢给出了咱们学习的解释啊，这个 logistics 指的就是、
right.
the department in a company responsible for shipping and receiving, tracking shipments and managing the value chain.
Yeah, good. Yeah, nice definition.
所以这就是物流、
yeah.
啊，我是负责物流的 in logistics、
mm-hmm.
您肯定接下来还会跟那个 R&D 部门的人打交道。
You'll definitely be meeting some R&D people down the road.
好，这里有两个重点。第一，肯定会、
mm-hmm.
You will definitely be doing something.
Yeah.
打交道我们用一个 meeting 就好了、
mm-hmm.
跟他们会见会面。
Yeah.
好，将来接下来怎么说、
mm-hmm. Down the road.
对了，这是一个新说法， down the road.
Yeah.
就是在路的那一头、
yeah.
那是什么意思啊？
Well, it's informal, it's idiomatic, but it's used a lot in business. Yeah, you can say in the future, or you can say down the road.
对了，我们的口语中啊，经常会说 in the future.、
Mm-hmm.
现在我们用一个更加地道的短语去替换它， down the road.
Down the road. And the metaphor suggests that some stuff has to happen first before this goal can be realized.
哎，你想一条路。他往前走走走走到那头，是不是头指代的就是未来呀？
对，
所以 down the road 等于 in the future、
mm-hmm.
积累了这些素材，你的口语以后啊生动活泼多了、
mm-hmm.
down the road you will definitely be meeting some R&D people down the road、
yeah.
我知道这就是你们想要合作的地方。
I know that's where you would like to cooperate.
I know that's where you would like to cooperate. 新单词 cooperate,
cooperate
合作。
Yeah, yeah.
今天这个时候马上一听啊，把对方的部门搞错了。
Yeah.
马上就说啊，那个其实物流也非常有趣的。
Oh, well, logistics is very interesting.
你看找不到话说的时候啊、
yeah.
一定要用 Oh, sounds interesting
、right.
来进行一种暖场、
yeah.
啊，救场、我相信我们一定会向您学到很多。
I'm sure we could learn a lot from you.
I'm sure we could learn a lot from you、
mm-hmm.
所以您看在跟别人打交道的时候也有什么，也有失手的时候、
yeah. Yeah.
所以失手的时候你怎么补救呢？您就说哦，您那个部门也挺有趣的、
mm-hmm.
我们也会向您学到很多、
yeah.
好，这边马克就说好，我尽力。
I'll do my best.
他也表示很客气说、mm-hmm. I'll do my best.
Yeah.
好，又开始谈正事了啊，说你也知道那我们公司呢会派一位 R&D 部门的人来与你方见面的。
I know we wanted to send an R&D guy to meet with your company.
I know we wanted to. 我也知道我们公司呢会派一位 R&D guy、
mm-hmm.
那个研发中心的人们来 meet with youMeet with your company、
嗯、
来跟你们公司你方见面，但是呢他们现在呀都在忙的一个项目，这句话听好了哈，而且已经进入产品阶段了、
嗯、But they're all tied up in a project that's heading into production.
新短语 tied up in、
yeah.
a project.
Yeah, you could say busy with a project, but tied up in a project means they really can't get away.
Tie 是什么？
嗯、like a rope has tied them up, right?
拴啊、
嗯、
tied up,、yeah. 拴起来了。
Yeah.
如果说 be tied up in a project, 大家猜是什么意思？
Mm-hmm.
那就是忙一个什么东西已经忙得脱不开身了，
对，
已经忙得不可开交了，是不是非常生动形象啊、
嗯、
Be tied up in a project、
yeah.
你完全能够感受到那种忙得脱不开身的感觉、
mm-hmm.
根本不可能 on business trip 出差、
right.
对不对、
right.
而且已经是 heading into production、
mm-hmm. Yes, it's a crucial time. Whatever they've designed is going to be produced soon, so they have to be there for that.
Production 的意思就是产品、
mm-hmm.
产开始生产了， heading into 头已经朝着生产了，这是什么意思呢？
Going to be produced soon.
Going to be produced soon、
mm-hmm.
进入产品生产阶段了、
mm.
所以这句话我们再听一遍。
好， But they are all tied up in a project that's heading into production.
好的啊，大家呢在听的过程当中呢，哪个知识点不明白的先放那儿， 继续听下来，不要耽误后面的一些重要的内容。
嗯，
好，进入产品阶段 ，heading into production。
嗯，
晶晶说：“哎，我明白那种关键人手不能缺席的情况。”
I understand that's when you'd want to have all your people around.
哎，这句话是什么意思呢？I understand that、mm-hmm. when you'd want to have all your people around.
Yeah, I understand that's when. So that's a time when you'd want to have all your people around. So Jingjing is saying, you know, yeah, that's a tough time for a company, especially the R&D team. So they would want to be around for the project heading into production.
所以这里他是说我能够明白、啊、这样的一种时间、啊、when、mm-hmm. 什么时间呢就是你必须要你所有的人都在场。
对。
那些关键的人手 ，your people， 就是你那些 necessary staff，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
是完全都不可以缺席的。All your people around，、
mm-hmm.
就是重要人手全部在场。
Yeah.
因为你要做产品研发，然后做产品阶段了，
mm-hmm.
你总不能说这一会儿这个不在，一会儿那个不在
，right？
啊，那不行的。
Yeah.
他就问他这边这个说啊、哦，我了解啊，我理解你们已经到了这种关键的程度了，地步了。分身乏术了。那您是如何得以成行北京的呢
？How did you get put on this trip to Beijing?
How did you get 就是能够、
mm.
put on this trip？ 哎，这个表达很有意思。
Yeah,
put on the trip
put is really informal, but it's okay here. Yeah, how did you get put on this trip? How did you get chosen for this trip?
哎 ，put on 就是说。
Yeah, just set on. Yeah,
被安排了。
对呀、啊，
哎，你怎么能够被安排了 ？Put on 被放上了这一趟行程呢？
嗯、mm-hmm. 哼
啊，被得以成行呢？
Yeah.
你看这些短语太生动了。
Yeah, how did I get put in this meeting? How did I get put on this trip? It's、
啊、
common.
那很多同学说，我学英语要不要背单词啊？背短语啊？
Mm-hmm.
你说你不背这些东西，能从天上掉下来吗？
Yeah.
你不学，你知道得以成行叫 put on a trip，、
mm-hmm.
你知道吗？你不知道，所以真的要学习，要去记忆啊。但您是如何得以 put on this trip to Beijing？
嗯、
啊，其中一个原因啊，就是因为我们公司呢想派一个中立的人过来。
Well, one of the reasons is my company wanted to send someone neutral.
关键在于 neutral,、
mm-hmm.
中立。
Yeah.
One of the reasons, 其中一个原因 is my company wanted to send someone neutral.、
Mm-hmm.
Neutral. 这是什么意思？
Neutral means they don't have, their own opinion in this situation.
一个在一种比如说商务会谈的场合当中呢、
mm-hmm.
不会带有自己个人偏见的人
Right, so don't send a stockholder, don't send a designer in this situation
一般来说不要派什么就是有股份的人
Right, yeah, yeah.
不要派专门在一线搞设计的人过来
对对对对对
因为他们很可能都对自己的东西有一些看法
Yeah
所以派中立的人过来晶晶、
mm.
就问他说这是何意
How do you mean?
How do you mean?
Yeah
换我们可能说 What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah No, how do you mean is better It means I heard you perfectly But I'm not sure exactly why you're saying that Or what it would beresult in later.
How do you mean? 在这里会更妥帖一些。
Mm-hmm.
就是我想知道这个后面的原因是什么，而不是说我不知道你这句话的意思是什么。
对对对对对，正好。
我想知道为什么是这样。How do you mean?、
Mm-hmm.
这个意思。马克说，实话实说，我们不太确定你们对于将来的合作呢有何想法。当然，我们对此呢持非常乐观的态度。
嗯、
mm-hmm. ，这是一句万能的商务会晤的一句话。所以今天想考验一下大家，作为第二个微信的挑战。
好，
我们来看。哪些同学
？Material， 对他的名字是 Material。
第一个同学叫做 Material。
对对对对，他的是Honestly speaking, we are not sure your opinion about the further cooperation, but we hold a positive attitude。我们可以说在后边We hold a positive attitude, 可以。可以说 of course, we hold a positive attitude, 最好是加 of course. 前面 honestly speaking, 可以换 frankly speaking, honestly speaking 和 frankly speaking, 不这么一样的。We are not sure your opinion, 在这儿不用说 opinion, 但是可以换 what you had in mind. We were not sure what all you had in mind for our future cooperation.
想法不一定要说 opinion, 想法可以说 what do you have in mind,脑子里的正在活动的东西是什么。
对，如果在这儿用 opinion, 有可能是他们的感觉什么什么。
哎，感觉和看法了已经。这个马根老师很严谨哈，我们同事都说实话实说可以用 honestly speaking, to be honest,但是马克老师认为 honest 跟 frank 还是有区别的。
对，
frank 是实话坦诚直白的说，honestly 呢是诚实的说。
yeah, yeah, yeah.
他认为还是不一样的，所以他认为讲 frankly speaking or to be frank 会更好。
Right.
Sylvia, 新同学。
To be frank, we have no clues about your attitude towards our future cooperation, but definitely we are optimistic about it.
下次声音大点。
好可以。 To be frank 正好没问题，那个最后边是 We are definitely optimistic about it, 不用最后边 about it, 不那么确定，it 是什么，所以不用加这个在这儿，We are definitely optimistic 是最好。
好的，阿慧。
Honestly, we are not sure how you think about future cooperation. Of course, we are optimistic about this. 最后边不用 about this, 不这么确定 this 是什么。所以你可以说 ,of course, we are optimistic. Honestly, 也换 frankly, we are not sure, 你可以换 we were not, 什么什么。We were not sure,what you had in mind. 不用 how you think, 就是 what you had in mind.
以后说对方在想什么，直接用 what you have in mind,
对对对对，
比那个什么 what you think 要好得多。
今后要做什么，不是我们现在有什么感觉。
下面一位是新同学如如。
好，to be honest, we are not sure about what you think of our future cooperation. Of course, we hold an optimistic attitude towards it. 最后边不用 attitude towards it. 可以说 of course, we are very optimistic. 就够了吧。
哎呀，或者是 about it.
对对对，前边要 to be frank, we were not sure. 我们什么时候有确定有没有确定，就是那个之前两天是那个买飞机票什么几个人去北京，是这个 we're not